The nation's inventory of life-sustaining ventilators is being stretched to the breaking point, with New York and other states predicting they won't have enough in the coming days and weeks to save patients with coronavirus. But a California fuel cell manufacturer that has a plant in Delaware is helping boost supplies. We hear from WHYY's Chris Barish.
U.S. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware recently got a call from Bloom Energy CEO K.R. Sridhar. Bloom was refurbishing hundreds of California's mothballed ventilators. It would do the same for Delaware. Coons connected Sridhar with political and medical leaders. And voila, Delaware now has 100 extra ventilators. They were obtained from the feds during pandemic planning in the mid-2000s, but never used.
What they're doing is recharging the units, often replacing batteries or chargers that are 14 years out of date, recalibrating the oxygen sensors, ensuring that the flow meter works right, and then returning them to the packaging with updated paperwork.
AJ Shaw heads Delaware's Emergency Management Agency. He says hospitals have about 400 ventilators and 50 are on order. The ones Bloom retooled will augment that inventory.
We're not out of the woods. We are planning for multiple different scenarios. We want to make sure that we have what we need when we need it.
Susan Brennan is Bloom's chief operations officer. She compared an older ventilator to a car that hasn't been driven for a while.
This is like you leave your car in the driveway, whether it's 3 months or a year, you're going to have flat tires, a dead battery, and you may not know what a key is. We are providing that maintenance protocol, which then allows hospitals to spend time on patients.
Brennan said Bloom is talking with other states about tuning up their unused ventilators. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.